Salute! Welcome to another episode of the Dungeon Diaries. I am your hostess, Queen Titania. Before delving back into more substantive matters after a few episodes of, wackiness, I'm going to take one more dip into the mailbag. I had a conversation, so to speak, with a sub today that I find very illustrative of the problem many subs have when contacting a dom. So, I'm going to start this episode by detailing all of the problems with his emails, and then trying to explain why they're problematic and what you should do to correct them if you are making these same problems. So, this slave, Sub Silk Boy on Collar Me, writes, "Hi, Queen Titania. How are things going? I'm sorry to see you have a lifestyle sub already. You look outstanding. Robbie." Now, most doms wouldn't even bother to reply to this. It's incredibly rude once you take a look at the second sentence. "I'm sorry to see you have a lifestyle sub already." What I'm sure he meant is, "It sure sucks for me that you have a lifestyle sub already." Instead, he said, "I'm sorry that you're happy and are being served by someone you enjoy being served by." He's basically lamenting the fact that I am happy, and that I have a sub who satisfies me. That's pretty fucking rude. But I have a policy. I respond nicely to pretty much every first email if there's any chance that it may lead to me making some money. In the end, it leads to mostly dead ends, but for the short amount of time it takes to send an email, I think it's worth it because I will every so often get a decent night flirt call, an Amazon gift card, or a live session out of it. In the end, I think I come out ahead. So, I responded, "Thank you. Things are swell." His response, "Queen Titania, if you lose your lifestyle slave, please give me a chance to prove myself to you. I do love your purple-colored outfit, Robbie." Well, he's continuing to be very rude. Basically, once again implying that this sub is a burden, because it basically means he doesn't get to serve me for free. And if I ever so happen to lose this sub, instead of dealing with the, problems in my own personal life that would be caused by losing a personal sub, because let's face it, I'm not dealing with someone on a lifestyle basis because it's a simple, shallow matter. There's going to be some thought, some energy put into this, and this weekend it's going to intensify. So, to say that, well, if you lose them, just give me a call, that's very rude. And so I decided to state that. "I am not interested in lifestyle slaves, and I am insulted you would say such a thing." I figured that this would be the end of it, but no. We get an even crazier message. This message is basically why I felt the need to give a dramatic reading of his emails. This is the most insane thing I have ever read from a sub. And to me, this is crazier than getting guys talking about poop and pee and castration and God knows what in their first introductory email. This, to me, is just batshit insane. "Queen Titania, sorry for thinking I insulted you. I in no way, shape, or form meant to. I get all caught up in this craziness from this site. All I meant was bad things can happen living in the city, and I do not live in one. Have you ever used a hand vacuum pump in anal play before? I copied a engineer's design for making a swelling and stretching device down there anally. It feels incredible, and one can get addicted from using it. I have 5 years of experience using it. You can make lots of money from doing something rare and unique from something like this if you are into it. I'm just attracted to your appearance and looking for other friends or eventual real play. I'm not into financial domination, however, but would barter what I know for eventual play with someone special. Again, I apologize if you feel I insulted you. Robbie.
Well, before we get to the batshit insanity, let's start with the first sentence. Sorry for thinking I insulted you. That's not an apology. That's basically saying, sorry, you're so stupid that you thought I was insulting you, but I wasn't insulting you. You just misunderstood. I'm not apologizing for what I said. I'm apologizing for your misunderstanding.
That's not a way to apologize. Doubling down on your insult at the end is even stupider. Show some humility. Show that what you said was short-sighted. Apologize for what you said. If you're so arrogant that you can't possibly think that what you said might be wrong, well, then you lack the humility necessary to be submissive. Now, he then follows up by saying, I get all caught up in this craziness from the sight. So now, even if you did do something wrong, it's not your fault, you're just caught up from the craziness of the sight. Well, aren't you utterly ridiculous? Now, if that were just what he said, that would be pretty stupid. I'd ignore it. But I probably wouldn't feel the need to send a bitchy reply. But now we get to the batshit insanity. All I meant was bad things can happen in living in the city. Now, in his last message, he meant if you lose your sub. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think of bad things can happen living in the city, and I do not live in one, we're comparing bad things that can happen in the city versus living in a small town. Now, to me, that doesn't sound like, well, breakups with your sub can happen in the city, but they're not going to happen in a small town. That sounds like, well, there's lots of crime in the big city. Bad things happen in the big city. When you think about bad things in the city, you think of crime. You think of murder. Maybe I'm taking this a step too far, but I can't think of any bad things in the city that would come about and cause me to lose a lifestyle slave. So I have to imagine he means crime. So he's basically saying, all I meant was that if your lifestyle sub is shot to death, or maybe stabbed, or run over by a car, or given cement shoes and thrown into the bay, give me a ring. You know, once you've had an hour or two to get over your sub dying, just, you know, give me a call. Or maybe even if they end up in a coma. If they're in a coma, they're not going to be able to serve you, so email me. I can totally serve you. So I basically just ignored that, but felt the need to respond to this last part. Because I fucking hate slaves who say, I'm not into financial domination, however, but, you know, I still want to serve you. I do financial domination, but financial domination has nothing to do with being a professional dominatrix. A professional dominatrix is simply getting compensation for the time, effort, and money she puts into her services. So I responded, financial domination has nothing to do with getting the compensation for the services I provide. So, I've been dragged into this by batshit insanity and stupidity, and I will admit that at this point, I'm foolish for having responded. But it continues to get crazier. This isn't quite as crazy as his last message, but it's just so weird. Queen Titania, I think it is an excellent idea doing what you're doing, but I would rather be a personal pet bitch boy and would love to help someone else make money doing this. I have received tributes to play with other ladies before.
Also, I have bartered info from a former Harvard anthropology course book and have done physical labor, auto mechanics, in exchange for play. This is in the past, though. I still want to find perverted friends because everybody has special things to offer to the table. You have many vanilla friends? I like the pervert friends I know now better. You are precisely correct, as financial domination has nothing to do with financial compensation, but it is still financial, and I don't really want that. Have you ever heard of the swelling device I mentioned? I'm surprised that you did not ask me about it, as it is anal, and I find it is very addictive, like a drug. I like to hear sexy voices, too, and like accents. Have a great night. So, I didn't go into his stupid little anal thing that I'm sure totally exists. Because, well, in that last message, I'd be getting redundant if I went over it again when I got to this message. I'm surprised you did not ask me about it. You're not surprised. You were wishing I would ask you about it, so you could jerk off to your fantasy of having some weird anal thing put in your ass. I don't give a shit. I don't care about your ass. But, in the end, this stupid thing that doesn't exist? Well, that's still not the weirdest thing in here. The most pathetic thing in here. To me, the most pathetic thing in here is, I have received tributes to play with other ladies before. Also, I have bartered info from a former Harvard anthropology course book. Now, maybe it's possible that he's received tributes to play with other ladies. Oh wait, no, it's not. He's just making that up, too. That just hasn't happened. Because if he was getting money to sub, or maybe dom women, he wouldn't be trolling every dom on Collar Me, especially ones two states over. Did I fail to mention that he's from Maine? He's from Maine. But let's just ignore that he's lying again. Also, I have bartered info from a former Harvard anthropology course book. Okay. Why would I care? You're trying to set up an important barter in your past that might impress me and get me to play with you for free. Why in the fuck would I care about information from a Harvard anthropology course book? Do you only know one college? Or could you only think of a few colleges, and the most important one you could think of was Harvard? Or maybe it is the only one you've heard of, because you saw it mentioned on the television. So you decided to say that you found some information from an anthropology course book? A Harvard anthropology course book? Is it exclusive to Harvard? Does Harvard print the book? Is it printed by Harvard University Press? Or is it just used in Harvard anthropology courses? So maybe it was used in my anthropology course. What in the hell is in this anthropology course book that would be so amazing to me? I'm not majoring in anthropology. I didn't major in anthropology. My master's wasn't in anthropology. The minor I was thinking of doing wasn't going to be in anthropology. Why the fuck would I care? And why would this be impressive enough to make me go, whoa, this guy has the hookup? I mean, we've all heard subs bartering for auto repair and hard labor. He didn't even offer maid service, so he didn't hit the trifecta of boring, menial tasks that, frankly, I'd rather just pay or do myself. So, to me, this Harvard thing, it's just fucking crazy. This guy, he either thinks that I'd be so impressed by Harvard, or thinks I'd be so impressed by anthropology information, or just that, I don't even know. I can't even imagine it. So, I just had to reply. Again, like I said, I know, I've been dragged into this. If that is not what you're interested... Oops, I'm sorry. Let me start that again. If that is not what you are interested in, go find a lifestyle dom seeking lifestyle slaves. There are plenty in Maine and New Hampshire. I have no idea why you would mention bartering information from a Harvard course book. Why do you think this would interest me? I have my double BA and MA degrees. I have no interest in some textbook. Queen Titania, I will leave you be. Well, a textbook of epoch proportions is not the same as any book with precious information that will change the way you look at someone for the rest of your life. Behaviors, sexuality can change when eating a certain way. How the mind works and functions with special foods eaten in one's diet. I did not say that the book would interest you, and I mentioned two other things I have bartered in the past. These were things I'd done in the past, and now treasure, good friends. There is Jack for dominant people with a figure here in Maine, and are also non-smoking perverts. If you can introduce me to a lifestyle dom, I will give you a finder's fee. I'm serious, too. I'm looking to move from where I reside. Sorry for being misleading. You clearly had written what you seek. I probably had low blood sugar and thought things all wrong in my head. Oh, I thought it was the craziness of collar me that was making you, do these things. Now it was just low blood sugar. I see. And, oh. You need dominant people with a figure. So you're only interested in hot women. I see. I see. You're such a catch, aren't you? You're such a catch that you're trolling people two states away. You're trying to troll anyone who'll talk to you into, you know, spanking you or putting some anal thing that doesn't exist in your ass. So, to sum up, when you are contacting a dom, start out by stating, "Hi, this is X. I have X to offer." If you're contacting a dom who says she isn't interested in personal slaves at the moment, but you're really interested in being her personal slave, you probably shouldn't bother. But if it's on a site like CollarMe, and you think that maybe she hasn't updated her personal information in a while, or maybe that you can become a personal slave through professional sessions, then state, "I understand you're only looking for professional sessions, but..." At least that way, you're not insulting her. You're already insulting her by asking for something she's not offering. But at least this way, you're doing it in the least insulting way possible. The best way would be to move on and find a lifestyle dom, or to at least pay for the professional session and show you're serious. Some professional doms do end up taking professional clients as lifestyle slaves. It's not that common. You're looking at less than 1%, but it does happen. That's how you approach it. You do not say that you're sorry that the mistress is already well served. You do not say, "I hope that if this slave leaves you in the future, you'll call me." And don't say that if they happen to die in all of the violent crime in the big city, "Please, give me a ring." Those are all bad ideas. Furthermore, if you are called out on your bullshit, don't give an apology that blames the other person for a misunderstanding. This relates to all facets of life. If you feel an apology is called for, just apologize for what you said. Don't apologize for what you think the other person heard. That's not a very smart thing to do. So, what have we learned? Hopefully we've learned how to contact a dom. Now,
In the next part, I'll be telling you some funnier emails, some short, light ones. With that said, let's go back to Collar Me for this little gem. 25M from Nova Scotia, Canada. For mistress to turn into her toilet dumpster, we'll dump 3 bottles of glue into a latex glove and tape it tightly over my mouth and nose as your smothered toilet dumpster while wearing my mother's dirty panties and a tight dog collar, with tight rubber bands around my cock, tied to my collar with a leash. Toilet slave 1111 at yahoo.com. I don't even know what to say to that one, except that I don't think I've ever had a slave offer to dump 3 bottles of glue into a latex glove. Now we can go over to FetLife. Here's a little gem that I'm going to, do very quickly. From Slave Boy, 690, 22M, Erie, Pennsylvania. It's titled, Would Want for Zerfem? His message reads, If I buy a bus ticket up there? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Well, how couldn't I force-fem you with such an amazing, whatever the hell that was? Then we have this next one. As I've said before, I moderate a financial domination group on FetLife. When someone posts an ad seeking a financial dominant or a financial sub outside of the designated stickies, they usually get a snarky reply from one of the moderators, and then they're banned. Those are the rules. No one wants to see these silly ads clogging up the group. So, you get banned if you can't read the group rules, especially because it's not even in just the rules. It's also noted in a sticky thread that reads, Do not post ads in the main group. So, this one guy posts an ad, begging for people to stake him in poker, claiming that he's not just some pathetic person seeking money, but that he can make money for you too. So, I posted something warning other people that if someone posts an ad like this, they likely don't know anything about poker and are just going to lose their money. Because frankly, maybe some greedy fool reads that and goes, Oh, I remember seeing that poker game on the TV. And, wow, I can be financially submissive and make money? No. That's not going to happen. So, he sends me this personal message. LOL, is your Monday so boring and shitty that you had to just come and make your little negative remark? Wow, you must really hate yourself and or life if this is how you start your week off by coming into your groups and being a hateful little wimp. He then includes some ASCII art of someone holding their head in their hand. ASCII art. What is this? 1997? It's not even good ASCII art. It's pronounced ASCII art, right? I'm pretty sure it is. I don't want to sound foolish here. Not like Mr. Mac Mittens, who, because of the way the group is moderated, I decided to respond, because if I didn't, he would probably complain to the group owner, who would ask me why he was banned, and I'd have to tell him. So, I responded to tell him why he was banned, and to be a little bit bitchy, because I like to be bitchy. You blatantly broke the group rules with a pathetic ad. Don't act like a moderator calling you out for it is the one who is embarrassing themselves. Mac Mittens then replies, The only thing pathetic is you. Let's be honest. You feel empowered behind a keyboard. In the real world, I break your jaw, and this discussion is over. Oh boy, a threat. So in the real world, you go to jail over your own inability to read the rules? Good plan. Honestly, I would prefer if people could just follow the rules. It would save me some time. Mac Mittens, 27M, Los Angeles, California, then sends, I wouldn't go to jail, believe that. We know how to deal with little punk bitches that run their mouths, but then want to run and snitch once they get dealt with. You talk about beating people into submission, but you do it for fun and fantasy. You're not really about that life of using violence to get your point across.
I am, and I don't say it proudly, but sometimes in life certain people just need to get their asses beat to realize who is really in control. You come across as one of those people. And in regards to your rules, quite honestly, I didn't read them, as I don't see the point of having a financial domination group where people can't post want ads. I'm not one of those little broke bitches that is looking for people to pay their bills or buy them shoes. I'm simply looking for poker backers in the kink community. But you, for some reason, are deciding to interfere with that. And to me, that defeats the purpose of being on the receiving end of financial domination. I would never interfere with someone else trying to get or make their money. That's something a hating-ass bitch would do. If you're really about making money, you wouldn't be hating on someone else who is trying to do the same thing. And I don't get priced into pots. LOL, can't you believe you'd come at me like that? I don't get former WSOP winners to show up at my private events by being some geek on the street. This was funny to me for one reason. In his ad, he posted how he plays the game. Now, I don't want to get into the fundamentals of poker, but if you know anything about poker, you know how stacks work in no-limit poker, and what's a good short stack strategy, and what's a good deep stack strategy. And you know that someone posting about having a short stack and claiming that they're going to play the game in a way that doesn't seem to fit a short stack strategy is a player who doesn't know what they're doing. They're likely risk averse. They're playing in games they can't afford and buying in short because they're afraid to lose more money than they can afford at one time. This is what this guy posted, and I mentioned in my ad, or in my response to his ad, that if you weren't going to invest in this guy, you'd be investing in someone who would be constantly priced into pots and would be losing all of their money because of it. One of the main rules of poker is that you don't want to be the second best player at the table. You want to play with crappy players. So when someone says they get WSOP winners to show up at their private events, that just makes me think they're a whale. They're someone that the person thinks is going to lose all of their money, and they can take it from them. So if WSOP winners really are showing up to his private events, and they aren't, but claiming the best players show up, that just means that you're a mark with a lot of money that they can take. But of course, you're begging for handouts on the internet to play mid-stakes poker. WSOP winners aren't showing up at your private events. Moron. That's just one more thing for today's "That Totally Happened, Didn't It?" file. So, what else do we have? Let's see. Oh, I know. A week ago, a sub asked me if I could make them into a latex doll. I stated my rates, and they said they'd pay me tomorrow. I told them how they could pay, and the next day, their response was, "I don't get paid for 2 weeks, I'll send you the money then." That pretty much instantly tells me they're never going to pay. But I gave them the benefit of the doubt. I told them, sure, pay me in 2 weeks, and figured I wouldn't hear from them again. So I look on CallerMe, and I see a message from this sub. They've messaged me there, forgetting that they've been emailing me at my private address, and they asked me to make them into a latex doll, completely forgetting that they had promised that they were going to pay me in 2 weeks. So I responded telling them that, and saying that if they wanted to hear from me again, they would send me a message at my email address. So, what do I hear from them with? A message from Sherry. "You can fuck off, bitch." My response? LOL. Sherry? Fuck you. So, because they forgot that they had contacted me, that somehow led to them saying, "Fuck you." And that's where I'll leave this
Fuck everyone. I hope you enjoyed this descent into the mailbag, and I hope that I'll hear from you all, and that you'll hear from me next time on the Dungeon Diaries. Ta-ta.